Page 66.
Here is a timeline showing when and how some of the peoples and cultures helped to create a now global language.
1. 2,000 years ago, Celtic peoples. Before England was a country, the Celts lived there. Celtic languages are still spoken in Wales, Ireland, and Scotland, but there are few Celtic words left in today's English. Bard, bog, cairn, clan, whiskey, and some place names.
2. 43 AD, Romans. When the Romans occupied the country, Latin words entered into the language. There are still many words with a Latin base in English. Some examples are animal, civil, pedestrian, peninsula, rural, rustic, and village.
3. 410 AD. Angles, Saxons, and Jutes. The Anglo-Saxons invaded the country and brought their Germanic dialects. At this point in time, Celtic, Latin, and Germanic dialects all mixed together to later become what is today called Old English. We still use words like sheep, ox, earth, and field from this time.
4. 793 AD. Vikings. In the late 8th century, when the Vikings landed in England, their language, Old Norse, left its mark on place names ending in by and thorpe. Old Norse and Old English were similar languages, and people could probably understand each other. Mixing took place, and Old Norse added many everyday words to English that are still used today. Some examples are anger, bag, church, cut, egg, freckle, ill, knife, law, take, there, them, they, window, wrong, and ugly.
5. 1066 AD. Norman invasion by William the Conqueror. When the Normans invaded England, English ceased to be the language of the ruling class, and French was spoken by the aristocracy during the next two centuries. Because of this, there was a large influx of French words, such as cuisine, déjà vu, genre, honest, curious, and strange. Ordinary people continued to speak English, but their language was influenced by French. This is why there are lots of synonyms in English. For example, the domestic animals kept their English names, but when they ended up on the table, they became French. Pig, pork. Sheep, mutton. Calf, veal. Ox, beef.
6. Late 15th century, Native American languages. In the 15th century, English ships sailed to the New World and colonized what is now America and Canada. A number of new words were borrowed from the native languages of the indigenous peoples. Potato, tomato, barbecue, and tobacco.
7. 18th to 19th century, British colonies. In the 18th and 19th centuries, when the British colonized countries on every continent, the English language was spread and adopted. But English also adopted words from other languages. Pajamas, India. Budgerigar, Australia. And tea, China. Through colonizing parts of Africa, English accepted warthog and wildebeest, to name two. As you can see, wherever the British travelled, native words from these countries found their way into English, while at the same time, English spread on every continent.
8. Today, North American English. Since the 18th century, North American English has had its effect on adding new words. And after World War II, the US became the new world power. Some basic additions are teen, teenager, okay, and movie. As society changes, there is a constant demand for new words, and the growth of the vocabulary has been great during the past centuries. The words cola, internet, email, and the expression Google it have found their way into English's lexicon. English continues to grow every day. To sum up, English is used everywhere and is a link language for many people. It dominates the world in business, diplomacy, science, medicine and technology, and is used for travel. American media, the internet, and global mass media in English have also made the language the most commonly used second language on the planet. Today, English is spoken by approximately 1.5 billion people all over the world. About 350 million of these people have English as their mother tongue. More than 50 countries still have English as an official language. The global spread of English can be divided into three circles: the inner circle, the outer circle, and the expanding circle. The inner circle consists of countries where English is the mother tongue: Great Britain, the USA, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. The outer circle consists of countries where English is a second language: India, Kenya, South Africa, and other former colonies. The expanding circle, which is constantly growing, includes countries where English is used as a foreign language.